It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. I'm back home, and I'm trying yet again another change, trying to get the home system all set up so that we can do the news again, but with a modern computer and with all of stuff going on. Huh, I guess if I turn away from the mic, I'm used to having a headset where I can move my head and just do all sorts of stuff. But alas, I cannot do that right now. So anyway, I'm going to launch Calm. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. Then once you're logged in, run the command Calm, C-O-M, that's Charlie Oscar Mike. Press Enter, and then press G for go to and type an on radio, all lowercase, all one word. And boom, you'll see who's in the room, all 33 people, and the Anon Radio cool little graphic, text graphic, and you can see all the cool...
Using a mouse and having windows and dragging stuff around is it's distracting.
This is the internet for people that actually understand how the internet works. Instead of websites, users are accessing a shared operation...
...to launch an independent probe into the killings and violations committed and said the deal was signed to avoid further bloodshed. So, this will be very interesting to see. They're working towards getting the... transition government back in place. I'll be very interested to see if they keep the promise that no one that's in the transitional government will run for office in the 1st, 2022. And, well, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's the first of the month. I'm going to keep track of all the shows, all the stories that we talk about over the month, and then we'll have a little news quiz at the end of the month, and we'll see how that goes. We'll do it like Tomasino used, if you remember, you may or may not remember, Tomasino is now over there at Tilde, on the Tildeverse, but used to do a trivia show, or you might still do a trivia show. I haven't seen it, I haven't listened to it in a while, and it was a lot of fun. So we'll just do a little trivia. I think that I keep drifting because my head, I turn to where I'm looking at, and then that screws me up. Anyway, alrighty, that's what we need to cover. We covered what we need to cover. So let me see. I think my comm froze. I cannot. Yep, that is exactly what happened. Let's see if I can. Nope, the whole terminal just crashed. That's reliability for you. Let's see if I can make a new window. I could. All right. Thankfully, due to the power of T-Mux, our good friend T-Mux, we should be able to just do a T-Mux attach and be back where we were. There we go. All right. It looks like we got something going on. X2180, their proper extension is 1566, don't get confused. I'm connected, allegedly. Is it back? Okay. Brandon, I would open up a request with out on the requests on Bboard. They could help you sort it out. Alrighty. let's go ahead and get going. I'm guessing that my connection dropped, and that caused all the confusion because I'm wired through a couple of access points, so my system didn't detect that it was offline. Or at least not in time to tell me about it. All right, let's go ahead and get started the way we pretty much always start. And that is the world news. I'm going to get the sound effects back. I figured out how to play them through the computer, which is how you heard the intro. I played it from an old show. All right. First up, Libya oil company says broken pipeline causing crude to spill into desert. A pipeline rupture in Libya was spewing thousands of barrels of oil into the desert as workers scrambled to seal off the leak, authorities said on Wednesday. The damage to a land pipeline linking the Sarir oil field to the Tobruk terminal on the Mediterranean was the latest blow to Libya's struggling oil industry as renewed tensions again divide the chaos-stricken country. The Arabian Gulf Oil Company, which operates the pipeline, estimates that some 22,000 barrels a day were being lost from the leak, which started on Tuesday. Holy moly. It posted footage of the spill and said efforts to stop it were still underway. The company, which is an affiliate of the state-run National Oil Corporation and based in the eastern city of Benghazi, blamed a lack of pipeline maintenance for the leakage. The spill comes as crucial oil facilities, including the country's biggest field, were still closed amid a political impasse that threatens a return of violence. Libya's prized light crude has long featured in the North African country's civil war, with rival militias and foreign powers jostling for control of Africa's largest oil reserves. So, very troubling. I have to turn my head to read calm now. Oh no, chocolate squares are melted. That's what's going on. Jeez. Hey, Dirty Rig's around. Hey, Dirty Rig. Yeah, I own two motorcycles. One of them doesn't run anymore, though. Somebody tried to steal it, and they screwed it up. So, yeah, I used to have two. Now I only have one. And I don't have enough room. I would just get a third motorcycle and then have two running motorcycles and one that didn't run. But I don't have room. And welcome to Tobe. He's got it more together than me today, I'm sure. This whole week, I've been screwing up the show. It's rather frustrating. We're having trouble finding that site. We can't connect to the server at france24.com. I wonder if it's because my internet connection dropped out while I was trying to do the intro. All right, got it reloaded. Hundreds protest in Turkey against attempt to close anti-femicide group. Several hundred women protested outside an Istanbul court on Wednesday ahead of a hearing to close a well-known anti-femicide campaign group. Waving banners with slogans such as "You'll Never Walk Alone" and "We Will Stop Women's Murders," the protesters gathered outside Istanbul's main court to demonstrate against a case to shut down We Will Stop Femicide platform, one of Turkey's leading feminist organizations. An Istanbul prosecutor had filed a lawsuit in April accusing the group of activity against law and morals. We Will Stop Femicide platform campaigners against the murder and abuse of women in the mostly Muslim but officially secular state. Group representative Nursin Anal slammed the trial as politically motivated. There's an organized, massive women's group on the streets, and we believe this court case is an attack against women's struggles for their rights. The association was a vocal critic of President Erdogan's decision last year to pull Turkey out of the Istanbul Convention, which requires countries to set up laws aimed at preventing and prosecuting violence against women. Social conservatives in Turkey claim the convention promotes homosexuality and threatens traditional family values. We Will Stop Femicide has organized large rallies in support of the convention. A platform says 161 were killed in Turkey this year, many of the murders committed by family members, and this number stood at 423 last year. We are under pressure from the government because we publicize, name by name, each and every woman's murder, Anal said. This contradicts the government's thesis, which says women's murder is in the decline. So, big surprise there. Speaking of mass deaths, let's talk about mass deaths in the United States. Fortunately, how many mass shootings take place in the U.S. is a hard question to answer because there is no common definition of a mass shooting. Depending on which database is used, there are between 3 and 268 mass shootings in the United States. Pretty large spread there, right? On May 24th, this gunman went in Uvalde and killed 19 children and two teachers, and then was shot by the police. And it's the latest in a long series of mass shootings. It was the 213th such incident of 2022, in which four more people were shot or killed, not including the attacker, in a single incident. Based on the definition above, there have been at least 17 other mass shootings across the U.S. since the school shooting last week. However, because there's no common definition, depending on which database is used, there's anywhere between 3 and 268. There are at least 5 active databases that track mass shootings across the U.S., each with a different threshold for the minimum number of casualties. And I've got the image link for you, if I can get it to come in here. Here we go. Title: mass shooting. Okay. I misspelled graphic, sorry. But anyway, if you go to sdf.org/L/RM, that's Lima/RomeoMike, or just think about the remove command, sdf.org/L/RM. But the number of mass shootings, depending on which database you use, Mother Jones, The Violence Project, Every Town for Gun Safety, Gun Violence Archive, or Mass Shooting Tracker. Mother Jones and The Violence Project have the most restrictive definition of mass shootings, counting incidents with at least 3 or 4 fatalities, where the shooting was in a public place, and where the shooter's targets were indiscriminate in nature. So this is just somebody with a gun going out into public and just gunning people down. The Every Town for Gun Safety's database has a broader definition, where 4 or more people are killed, but where the shooting occurred anywhere, including in a private setting, and where the shooter had any motive, including crimes of armed robbery, gang violence, or domestic violence. The Gun Violence Archive and Mass Shooting Tracker have the least restrictive definition and include incidents where guns are used to kill or injure 4 or more people, irrespective of location or the motivation. Based on these definitions, there's between 6 and 818 mass shootings across the U.S. in 2021. So, it's a public place. They're talking about, and depending on who you're talking about, right? Church would be a public place for any of these. All right. Hey, congratulations, Brandon. Way to graduate. So anyway, the United States is number one in killing itself. As of May 30th, the number of mass shootings in 2020 across the U.S. is, from the mass shooting trackers, 268 mass shootings, 314 dead, 1,097 injured. On a federal level, the FBI doesn't specifically track mass shootings. Rather, the federal law enforcement agency defines a mass murder as an incident where 4 or more people are murdered in one event. Deadliest mass shooting in the U.S., 7 of the 10 deadliest in U.S. history took place during the past 10 years, 4 of them in Texas. According to the Violence Project, which has recorded mass shootings since 1966, the deadliest mass shootings in the U.S., the Las Vegas concert shooting in 2017 had 58, the Orlando nightclub, which happened during Pride Month, was 49, Virginia Tech shooting, school shooting was 32, Sandy Hook was 27, and it just keeps on going down from there. Parkland High School, Robb Elementary, San Ysidro, McDonald's in 1984, El Paso Walmart, that was in Texas too, Luby shooting in 1991, and Sutherland Springs Church, there you go, number 5 with 25 people. I don't know, it just sucks. Here's a song. Oh cool, it worked.
Apostles there sitting in swings, saying I'd sell off my savior for a set of new rings and some sandals with the style of straps that cling best to the era. So all of the business are unlimited hell, where they buy and they sell and they sell all their trash to each other till they're sick of it all and they're bankrupt on selling. And all of the angels, they'd sell off your soul for a set of new wings and anything gold. They remember the people, they love their old friends. And I've seen through them all, seen through them all, seen through most everything. thought the people you knew were the actors. All the people you knew were the and I'll learn some big words and I'll talk real loud. Goddamn right I'll be heard. You'll remember the guy who said all those big words he must have learned in college.
You are listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF, and, it's just playing more music. Welcome, thanks for hanging out. You are listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF, and SDF's powered by you, the listeners, so thank you so much for being here and hanging out. Hopefully, we can put all our things up high where the fire is hot, and we can look at them. We've discovered and confirmed that Tobe is indeed a wizard, who is going to Taquiera later today. Man, I haven't said any Spanish words in a long time. Fun fact, whenever I was 19 years old or so, I worked at a plastics factory, or at a plastic slitting factory. We took large reels of plastic that we made and cut them into smaller reels of plastic. Fun, right? Well, anyway, I worked with people pretty much. I was the only one that didn't speak Spanish, or that at the time didn't speak Spanish. So I picked it up and I was getting along just fine. And I was speaking Spanish at work most of the time for a couple years. And then I got promoted, surprise. And I was running the machine and I stopped speaking Spanish all the time. And yeah, I lost it. So it's kind of funny to think about, because it's like, huh, there was a period of time when I knew another language. All right, let's keep it moving. I feel weird without my sound effects, but such is life. The world's most neglected refugee crises are all in Africa. 10 most neglected displacement crises are, for the first time, all in Africa. The Norwegian Refugee Council, or NRC, says in a report on Wednesday, expressing concern over the consequences of the war in Ukraine on the continent. The NRC publishes an annual list of the 10 most neglected displacement crises based on the three criteria: the international community's lack of political will to find solutions, lack of media coverage, and funding for humanitarian needs. The ranking for 2021 testifies to the chronic failure of decision makers, donors, and the media to address the conflicts and human suffering on the continent, the Secretary General of the NGO, Jan Egeland, quoted in the communication. While a large portion of African countries are usually included, 8 out of 10 in 2020, 2021 is the first year that all 10 are in Africa. The countries with the most neglected crises, according to the NRC, are in order: the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, South Sudan, Chad, Mali, Sudan, Nigeria, Burundi, and Ethiopia. In West Africa, Burkina Faso, which now has more than 1.75 million displaced people, particularly in the north of the country, comes in second position ahead of Cameroon, South Sudan, Chad, Mali, Sudan, Nigeria, Burundi, and Ethiopia. Like the previous year, the DRC, textbook case of neglect, appearing in this list for the sixth time in a row, underlines the NRC comes first with 5.5 million displaced people, particularly in the northeast of the country. man, I'm sorry. This show was a train wreck. Let me just give you the remaining pieces, the remaining headlines. Zimbabwe toe-selling joke misses the mark in Nigeria. An apparent social media ruse in Zimbabwe about people selling their toes for large amounts of money is being taken more seriously elsewhere in Africa. The unfounded story suggests Zimbabweans are parting with their digits to beat poverty is trending in Nigeria. A tongue-in-cheek Zimbabwean blog post suggested the trade was happening at a shopping center in the capital. It quotes WhatsApp messages with figures as high as $40,000. It's not uncommon for body parts to be used in unscrupulous traditional so-called cures. Correspondents say the amounts involved, $40,000 for a big toe, $25,000 for a middle, and $10,000 for a little one, are laughable, and most people regarded it as so. All right, we're running out of time. Here's some other things. Twitter fined $150 million in U.S. for selling users' data. Twitter in the U.S. must pay a $150 million fine after law enforcement officials accused it of illegally using users' data to help sell targeted ads. The FTC and the Department of Justice say Twitter violated an agreement it had with regulators. Twitter had vowed not to give personal information like phone numbers and email addresses to advertisers. Federal investigators say the social media company broke those rules. It was fined £400,000 in December for breaking the GDPR. The FTC is an independent agency of the government.
Who knew? Who knew? Once you give a for-profit entity your private data, they wouldn't use it for profit. Imagine you have to make a speech, but instead of looking down at your notes, the words scroll in front of your eyes. This is one of the many features the makers of smart contact lenses promise will be available in the future. There's a company called Mojo, which is developing smart contact lenses. So it's very exciting. Think about like having a HUD. You just put these contact lenses in and you get to see all this cool computer data. Chile's water crisis is at a tipping point. So watch out. If you're in Chile, you're going to be thirsty. From Atacama Desert to Patagonia, a 13-year mega drought is straining Chile's freshwater resources to a breaking point. By the end of 2021, the fourth driest year on record, more than half of Chile's 19 million population lived in an area suffer from severe water scarcity. And in April, an unprecedented water rationing plan was announced for the capital. In hundreds of rural communities in the center and north of the country, Chileans are forced to rely on emergency tankers to deliver drinking water. It's become a national security issue. It's that serious, said Pablo Garcia Chavish, a Chilean hydrologist working at the University of Arizona. And, well, thanks for being here. Sorry I was having so much trouble here today. I don't know what the deal is. But enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. Take it easy. Bye-bye.